This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. As Ohio lawmakers debate a bill to regulate the herbal supplement kratom, a new study shows it continues to poison and even kill some people. The research out of Nationwide Children's Hospital was published this week in the journal Clinical Toxicology. It found an increase in calls to U.S. poison control centers for natural psychoactive substances across the board and a 5,000% increase in kratom exposure from 2011 to 2017. Henry Spiller is a co-author of the study and the director of the Central Ohio Poison Center at the hospital, and he joins me now. Before we get into what you found, can you describe what kratom is?
Kratom is a plant, comes out of Southeast Asia. I think there's a misunderstanding of what it actually is. A lot of people look at it like a natural opioid, but it really isn't. Has something called norepinephrine and serotonin reuptake inhibition, kind of like some of our antidepressants. When patients take too much, we see things like seizures, tachycardia, agitation, and none of these are opioid effects.
You just mentioned a few of the possible side effects. What did your study find about health risks, or what do we know about the health risks of this substance?
Well, these are cases where obviously, for one reason or another, people took too much. Either they just didn't know the dose they've got. They had a drug-plant interaction. There was an overdose for one reason or another. But we started to see things like seizures, tachycardia, agitation in very large doses. We also see things like coma, respiratory depression. But we're concerned that people may not know how potent this plant is when they're taking it or what it actually does.
Well, given some of those very serious side effects that you mentioned and the fact that your study found there were 8 deaths tied to this drug, do we know why it's not currently regulated?
I believe it is being looked at by the DEA, but there is pushback from users and from the industry, supplement industry, to not regulate it. So they're evaluating those comments, but I know they're looking at it.
While kratom is a plant that naturally occurs in the wild, as you said, its recreational or its medicinal use is relatively new in the States. Is it difficult to monitor or to study a more emerging drug like this?
Well, it came upon us rather suddenly. And prior to 2016, we were seeing relatively few cases. After 2012 and 13, really, but, you know, we would see less than 100 across the country. Now we're seeing 800, 900. You know, there's been a fairly, 8-fold, 9-fold increase. And these are cases being seen in the hospital. These aren't just users. I mean, these are serious cases. This is really needs to be taken with caution. We've seen a number of significant cases. It is just because it's natural doesn't mean necessarily that it's safe. And that's at this point, if it's not going to be controlled, we need to let them know they have to be very cautious with this.
Do you see this sort of trend continuing based on the data that you looked at?
Right now, I do. It's a very popular. You can buy this in stores, GNC stores, but you can also buy it online. At this point, it is. There's a lot of interest in it, but a lot of misinformation about what it does and how it works. And that's one of the reasons for studies like this, is to let them know that, you know, here's balanced information. If you're going to look at this, be aware of the risks.
Henry Spiller, thank you so much for talking with me today.
All right. Thank you.